Well, I want to mention something here, and we've everybody's talking about celebrating Easter and thinking about the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I wanted to touch on something with that today, and I had kind of debated looking at a couple of things dealing with what happened with Jesus Christ in relation to science in the Bible, specifically medical science. And I guess the first thing I wanted to mention is in Luke chapter 22, in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying, and the Bible says in verse number 41, and when he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, he and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And people have criticized this, and they said, well, that's just metaphorical. It just means that he was sweating so much it was like drops of blood. It doesn't say that it was blood. And then other people have said, well, this is not possible. How can somebody sweat blood? That's just not possible. Well, actually, it is possible, and medical science knows that. It's called hematidrosis, and hematidrosis is a condition where some people under extreme stress, that there's capillaries that are in the, around the sweat glands. If they're in just the right location under the right conditions, those capillaries can rupture, and blood will go into the sweat gland, and as you're sweating, the sweat and the blood is mixed together, and it will come out. Now, I remember working with a guy one time, a long time ago, when I was in high school. I worked for this guy, and he would sweat. Now, he didn't sweat drops of blood, but he would sweat so much, the sweat would literally bead up on his forehead, and he had to have a handkerchief with him, and then drops would fall off as he was working. You know, he would actually, you know, I can remember him working over something, and there'd almost be like a puddle of water, you know, underneath where he was working, because the sweat was falling off his face in drops. And, you know, some people sweat like that. Well, if you can imagine those same drops of sweat containing blood, what would it look like? It would look like somebody sweating, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. It's a perfect example of something that can happen, has happened. I have known of some people that said that they've had times where they've sweat and they've rubbed their handkerchief across their face and it came back with a little bit of red on it because, you know, a little bit of that had taken place. So, you know, it is kind of amazing. It's not a real common thing, but it is a medical thing. It actually happens. And this was a result of the great stress that our Savior was under, great stress in his spirit, as he prayed earnestly for his disciples and for us, knowing what was about to happen as he approached the cross. And it so moved upon him that it just, the capillaries literally were bursting there in and around the sweat glands. And as he sweat there in that probably a humid night to begin with there in that Middle Eastern location, and as he was there and sweating, it would have appeared just exactly what the Bible says. Now, this is something that Luke puts in, and this is kind of interesting. Luke is, in his day, in addition to being a historian, he's also a medical doctor in his day. And Luke gives us this bit of information that attests to the extreme suffering that our Savior went through as he approached the cross. And this is something we need to consider. The Bible is accurate in its depiction of the sufferings of Christ. And we don't have time to get into some of the other things that took place on the cross, but there's a great deal of medical information here in the Bible that when you check it out, it lines up perfectly with medical science. It supports the Word of God, and it supports the fact that Jesus Christ prayed for us, and he knew what he was about to do. He didn't go to the cross by mistake. He didn't go to the cross by accident. He went to the cross in order to purchase our salvation with his own blood. And I believe this was the beginning of the shedding of blood, as he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.